Okay. Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on System Center Reporting Manager 2006. My name is Aaron Clutter. In this session, we'll introduce you to the new Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager 2006. During this session, we'll introduce System Center, which is the latest Microsoft family of system management products for the Windows Server system. This session will focus on the Reporting Manager 2006 component of System Center. When implementing Reporting Manager 2006, there are many pre-deployment and post-deployment tasks that need to be performed. We'll explore these tasks and examine the prerequisites for running System Center Reporting Manager, or SCRM. We'll spend some time exploring how to configure SCRM using the administrative console and how end users will access reports using the web interface. We'll also review some sample reports to demonstrate the power of the Reporting Manager and how it unlocks the valuable data stored within System Management Server, SMS, and Microsoft Operations Manager, MOM. As we go through this session, you'll hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should be familiar with managing and supporting Windows servers, especially Microsoft Windows Server 2003 systems. You should be familiar with Systems Management Server 2003, used for hardware inventory, software distribution, and security update management. You should also be familiar with Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 Operational Database and Reporting Server. We'll use this agenda to keep the session on track. System Center is named for the Microsoft Systems Management family of products and embodies the Microsoft vision for integrating systems management tools and technologies to help you ease operations, reduce troubleshooting time, and improve your planning capabilities. We'll start by exploring this family of products. System Center Reporting Manager 2006 consolidates your change and configuration information from SMS 2003 and your event and performance information from MOM 2005 to give you easy access to the reports you need to manage your enterprise. We'll cover the SCRM prerequisites, installation, and configuration process. After configuring the application, we'll access the SQL Reporting Services web console and explore a variety of standard reports provided with SCRM. Let's start by looking at the products that are included in Microsoft System Center. System Center is the Microsoft system management family of products within the Windows Server 2003 system. The systems management disciplines included in the System Center are operations management, storage management, problem management, capacity management, data protection management, and change and configuration management. Microsoft will be releasing these System Center products in waves over the next few years. The first tool we'll discuss is Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. MOM 2005 delivers enterprise-class operations management to improve the efficiency of IT operations. MOM 2005 does this by helping provide you with the knowledge to avoid the avoidable. This reduces the complexity associated with managing today's IT infrastructure environment and lowers the cost of IT operations. Storage Resource Manager, or SRM, is a collection of tools that allows administrators to understand, control, and manage the quantity and type of data stored on their servers. This set of advanced tools not only helps the administrator to efficiently monitor existing storage resources, but it also helps in the planning and implementation of future storage requirements. The Problem Management Service Management function, or SMF, is designed for organizations that have deployed Microsoft technologies in their data center or other type of enterprise computing environment. The goal of the Problem Management SMF is to ensure that all problems and known errors affecting the IT infrastructure are identified and recorded. Recorded problems and known errors ensures that all problems can be managed and tracked during their life cycle, providing valuable information for other SMFs, such as incident management, change management, and service desk. Systems Management Server 2003 is designed to make it easier for your organization to manage, support, and maintain your network over a distributed company environment. SMS helps administrators contain the cost of managing heavily distributed systems by keeping the total cost of ownership low while still allowing network growth. Change and configuration management is a critical process that is responsible for identifying, controlling, and tracking all versions of hardware, software, documentation, processes, procedures, and all other unresponsive components in a distributed organization. The goal of change and configuration management is to ensure that only authorized components are used in the organization and that all other changes are recorded and tracked. The System Center Data Protection Management is designed to deliver best-in-class data protection services. DPM uses replication, volume shadow copy services infrastructure, and a rich policy-driven engine to provide businesses of all sizes with better control of their recovery infrastructure, continuous protection, and a rapid data recovery at the lowest TCO. Microsoft System Center Capacity Manager 2006 Express Edition will provide administrators with the tools and guidance required to design deployment software in the most efficient manner, while also allowing for what-if analysis for future planning. What-if analysis can propose changes to the model IT infrastructure to determine the most desirable hardware configuration and architecture. System Center Reporting Manager 2006 consolidates your change and configuration information from SMS 2003 and your event and performance information from MOM 2005 to give you easy access to the reports you need to manage your enterprise. These reports produced help administrators to better understand how changes in your environment affect your system and service availability. We'll be covering MOM 2005, SCRM 2006, and SMS 2003 in more detail in this session. Now we'll go over the main server system components of SCRM. The SCRM manages data from SMS 2003 and MOM 2005. You can also create reports from other business context data like Active Directory. Systems Management Server 2003 is designed to make it easier for your organization to manage, support, and maintain your network over a distributed company environment. MOM 2005 delivers enterprise class operations management to improve the efficiency of IT operations. Active Directory is a directory service included in Windows servers that provides a hierarchical view of the network and stores data objects and information. Now, with this knowledge, we'll take a look at the architecture of SCRM. The goals for the SCRM architecture are to maintain compatibility with the MOM 2005 and SMS 2003 database environments. SCRM will support large multi-hierarchy systems while maintaining a simple management interface. SCRM is designed to consolidate your change and configuration information from SMS 2003 and your event and performance information from MOM 2005, but will allow the manual input of business data, like Active Directory data, to give you access to the reports needed to manage your organization. SMS consists of primary and secondary site servers. The primary site server is the main access point between you and the SMS site database, which is a Microsoft SQL server. The SMS site database is contained within the primary site server. The secondary site server contains no SMS site database and reports to the primary site server. The SMS is managed by an administrator console on the primary site server. We can use Active Directory data or any other business-related data from the server to create reports with SCRM. The MOM management group consists of a MOM management server, MOM reporting server, and MOM reporting database. The MOM management server is used to store operational data. The MOM management server communicates with all of the agent and agentless computers and uses data access service to interface with the MOM database. System Center Reporting Manager consists of the data warehouse server and reporting server. The data warehouse server stores all the data collected from the SMS 2003 and MOM 2005 servers. This data is stored in the SQL database. The reporting server uses SQL queries to pull data from the data warehouse server. The reporting server also contains the reporting console, which can be accessed from a web browser. The SCRM data warehouse server uses SQL Data Transformation Service Jobs, or DTS, to pull data from SMS 2003 and MOM 2005. Data from Active Directory has to be entered manually. SQL statements are used to pull data from the SCRM data warehouse server. SCRM presents the combined data from MOM 2005, SMS 2003, and Active Directory through reporting that uses SQL Server Reporting Services. SQL Server 2000 Reporting Services is a comprehensive, server-based reporting solution that can author, manage, and deliver both paper-oriented and interactive web-based reports. Web-based reporting consoles can be secured with SSL. SCRM uses SQL Server 2000 Reporting Services as its report generation engine. SQL Server Reporting Services is an integrated part of the Microsoft Business Intelligence Framework. Reporting Services combines the data management capabilities of SQL Server and System Center to deliver real-time information to support daily operations and drive decisions. SQL Server Reporting Services supports a wide range of common data sources, such as OLEDB and ODBC, as well as multiple output formats, such as familiar web browsers and Microsoft Office system applications. Using Microsoft Visual Studio .NET and the Microsoft .NET framework, developers can leverage the capabilities of their existing information systems and connect to custom data sources, produce additional output formats, and deliver to a variety of devices. SQL Server Reporting Services implements a flexible, role-based security model to protect reports and reporting resources. The product includes extensible interfaces for integrating other security models as well. Reporting Services enables quick and easy access to the reports that users need. With flexible rendering and delivery formats, Reporting Services can also deliver information to a wide variety of devices. Reporting Services supports both on-demand delivery, where users request a report dynamically from the report server, as well as scheduled or event-based delivery, where subscribers receive reports automatically when a report's data is refreshed or on a specific schedule. SQL Server Reporting Services supports the full reporting lifecycle, including report authoring, management, and delivery. Report developers can create reports to be published to the report server using Microsoft or other design tools that use report definition language, which is an XML-based industry standard used to define reports. Report definitions, folders, and resources are published and managed as a web service. Managed reports can be executed either on demand or on a specified schedule and are cached for consistency and performance. New in SQL Server 2005 reporting services, administrators can use the Management Studio to organize reports and data sources, schedule report execution and delivery, and track reporting history. SQL Server Reporting Services supports both on-demand pull and event-based push delivery of reports. Users can view reports in a web-based format or in email. Now we are ready to discuss how to plan for SCRM. For this section, we'll focus on how to prepare for SCRM and configure it so that you can unlock the valuable data stored in your SMS and MOM databases. For maximum benefit, connect SCRM to both databases in your organization. To install SCRM on a server, that server must be running either Windows Server 2003 or Windows 2000 Server with Service Pack 4 installed. Earlier operating systems do not meet the security requirements for using Reporting Manager. For storing information collected from SMS and MOM, SCRM uses a SQL Server database. You must have an instance of SQL Server 2000 with Service Pack 3 available to SCRM. To provide access to the information stored in the database, SCRM uses SQL Reporting Services with Service Pack 1. System Center Reporting Manager 2006 connects to the Systems Management Server 2003 using SQL data transformation jobs, which we'll cover later in this session. SMS 2003 has similar minimum system requirements of Windows 2000 Server SP2 or later with IIS enabled and a SQL Server 2000 database for storing systems information. Before connecting SCRM to your SMS database, you must also apply SMS 2003 Service Pack 1. Review the SMS 2003 deployment guide for additional requirements. By connecting SCRM 2006 to SMS 2003, you unlock the data stored in SMS for use by IT support staff and business decision makers. Among the many SMS reports available by default, SCRM users can access reports summarizing software update results, system inventory, change in configuration, and regulation compliance. Using SQL DTS jobs, SCRM also pulls data from MOM 2005. This System Center application requires either Windows Server 2003 or Windows 2000 Server and SQL Server 2000 SP3A or later. Each of these three applications also provide enhanced security and performance with SQL Server 2005. When you connect SCRM to a MOM database, you gain access to on-demand reporting on alert frequency, alert details, critical alert targeting, and system health summary. We'll look at several sample reports later in this session. As you satisfy these system requirements, you should also determine the disk space required by the Reporting Manager database. There are three database sizing considerations for SCRM 2006. First, the SMS DTS jobs require a staging database on the Reporting Manager server. As SMS data accumulates, we can expect this inbound database to grow to approximately 3 times the size of the SMS data source. The SMS staging database also creates log files totaling almost 1/3 of the data size. Because of the way SCRM pulls data, it doesn't require a staging database for MOM data sources. For the presentation or outbound database, plan for disk usage of double the SMS data sources plus the size of the MOM data source. This database creates log files that will take up approximately 25% of the database size. Reporting Manager 2006 also creates a configuration database which stores data source configuration, DTS job information, and SCRM settings. This database shouldn't grow to more than 6 megabytes for both the data and log files. Let's return to our SCRM installation and see how we configure the application. In this demonstration, we'll examine some of the setup prerequisites for running Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager 2006 on Windows Server 2003. Toward the end of the demo, we'll access the SCRM Administrator console and view the common configuration tasks associated with applications. Before installing System Center Reporting Manager 2006, you'll need to ensure that several applications and server components are installed and configured properly. This demonstration will prepare you for what to expect when you decide to install SCRM. Know that some of the prerequisites require long, though not complicated, installs. You'll not be able to prepare your server and install SCRM in 5 or 10 minutes. Expect to spend at least an hour or two installing the software, but also know that the benefits of using Reporting Manager far outweigh the time required to install it. Start by installing Microsoft SQL Server on the system. For this session, we've installed SQL Server 2000 with the named instance of Reporting Manager. SCRM will only work with default instances of SQL Server SP3A or later. SCRM also uses SQL Server 2000 reporting services. This application may reside on the local or remote reporting server. However, since this application serves as the main engine for SCRM, it is a good idea to leave this on the local server. To author new reports, SCRM uses Microsoft Visual Studio .NET 2003, which must be installed on the local server prior to installation. This programming studio requires approximately 1 gigabyte of disk space and is the most time-intensive part of SCRM preparation. In addition to these three applications, the SCRM server must have several application server roles enabled. SCRM users will use a web interface to access the reports created from the server, so these components enable access to SCRM, as we'll see later in this session. When installing the Windows Server 2003 IIS, you need to include the ASP.NET component. SCRM also requires that you add the Microsoft FrontPage 2002 Server Extensions component to your IIS installation. With SQL Server, SQL Reporting Services, Visual Studio .NET, and these IIS components installed on your server, we've performed a fresh installation of Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager 2006 on this server. For the SCRM security model to function correctly, several new user groups, user accounts, and SQL user roles need to be created and configured on the SCRM server and its data sources. Note that the SCRM security model uses local security accounts rather than domain accounts. First of all, SCRM can only be installed using an account that belongs to the local administrators group on the server where SCRM is installed. Likewise, SCRM can only be uninstalled by an account that belongs to the local administrators group on the SCRM server. Throughout this session, we'll use the Contoso domain administrator account, which has been automatically added to this local administrators group. During setup, SCRM creates these 5 local Windows groups on the server. Each group is granted implied permissions to the System Center Data Warehouse by their membership to SQL roles on the SCRM server. The administrators group has access to perform all System Center actions, including the scheduling of DTS jobs. The DTS group allows users to schedule SQL data transformation jobs from Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 data sources. Members of the Readers group are given permission to access System Center reports. SCRM uses the SMS DTS group to allow System Center administrators to schedule and modify data transfers from SMS data sources. Since SMS and MOM serve different purposes in an enterprise organization and will typically be used by different groups within an IT department, SCRM uses separate security rights to work with these applications. The last group, Viewers, allows access to the SCRM Administrator console. We'll access this console in a moment. A new service called SCRM Server SRV is created during the installation of SCRM on the database computer. This service runs under the local system account. The purpose of this service is to monitor the inbound logs folder and move new logging data from SMS to the SCRM database. Setup also creates a new SQL agent job called inbound loader. With these software components and local user groups in place, we can access and start to work with SCRM. The System Center Reporting Manager 2006 Administrator Console serves as your primary main point of access to the program. The home page of the console provides a list of common tasks we'll need to complete before we start using the Reporting Manager. This top section lists the initial preparatory tasks to populate the database. The Administration section lists the tasks necessary to manage data sources, data transformation services jobs, and data warehouse settings. The link in the Community section connects you to the SCRM homepage on the Microsoft.com website. From here, you can access the latest news, tips, techniques, and downloads for the System Center Reporting Manager. To help you get started, we've included a start page that lists the three steps necessary to get SCRM set up properly. Each step includes links to the appropriate help file section, which provides additional information on each task. We'll address each of these tasks in the next demonstration. SCRM collects data from SMS and MOM data sources through SQL DTS jobs. Most of the data in the reporting server data warehouse will be imported from the SMS and MOM operational databases using SQL Data Transformation Services jobs. Some of the information, such as user location, cost center, and manager, is not available in the SMS and MOM databases. It is assumed that your company has this information available in a database such as Active Directory, and that it is possible to export the user and node location information. An Excel template named SCRM 2005 User Data Template.xls is provided to import the information into the reporting server database. You can import the information in the populated Excel template using the SQL Import Export DTS wizard from the SCRM Administrator console. Reporting Manager 2006 users then access the SQL Reporting Services server using Internet Explorer. The default address to access SQL Reporting Services is http://reports. The Reporting Services server then pulls and formats the information requested by the end user from the Data Warehouse server and presents the report in Internet Explorer. The Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager 2006 Administrator Console organizes the required configuration and tasks. When you install SCRM 2006 for the first time, it displays the Start page in the Results pane. We'll see this page in the next demonstration. After setting up mandatory configurations in SCRM 2006, when you launch the application the next time, you'll view the home page in the Results pane. Use this page for quick access to SCRM administration tasks. The Data Warehouse node is a group of all jobs, the history of all jobs, and defined settings. Navigate to this node to configure DTS jobs, view job execution history for the configured jobs, and configure Data Warehouse settings. The Data Sources container lists the data sources that you have added to the data warehouse. You can view the contained data sources in a list view grid in the right pane when you select the node, and as child nodes in the scope tree when you expand the node. Navigate to this node to add data sources, view data source properties, and enable or disable data sources. Also, the data sources instances within the node contain two child nodes, jobs and history. Use the child nodes to configure DTS jobs and view job execution history of the DTS jobs for the selected data source. Use the Reports Collection container to import report collection files. It has no child nodes in the scope tree. Its results pane lists the history of report collection file imports. The initial SCRM configuration requires three steps. These three steps closely follow the containers listed in the console tree. Start by adding the data sources, either SMS 2003 SP1 or MOM 2005, that will provide information for your System Center data warehouse reports. After adding the data sources, you'll configure the DTS jobs. For the most part, this involves the DTS job schedule and enabling the job. You can run the DTS once or schedule it to run daily, weekly, or monthly based on your business requirements. The last step in the SCRM configuration is to import the report collections that will be available to end users from the System Center Data Warehouse. Many reports are available with SCRM, and more will become available over time. We will complete these tasks in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll complete most of the initial required configuration of System Center Reporting Manager by adding data sources, configuring DTS jobs, and importing SCRM report templates. We ended the last demonstration by accessing the SCRM start page that lists the three main setup tasks. Before SCRM data synchronization can begin, the data sources need to be created on the System Center Data Warehouse computer. SCRM provides wizards to complete each configuration task. We'll use the Add Data Source wizard to configure both SMS and MOM as data sources. These data sources require slightly different information and security rights, as we'll see in a moment. We'll provide the domain and computer name of the SMS data source. When we click Next, the wizard will contact the target computer to gather information about the SQL instances available on this computer. When installing SMS, the administrator provides a group name for the SMS site. SMS automatically uses this name to create a database combining SMS underscore with the site name. In this case, our SQL database is called SMS underscore SEA. The data source name provides. The data source name specifies how you see this data source in the SCRM Administrator console and in the Reporting Manager web interface. SCRM end users will also refer to this data source when accessing this data. To provide additional information to the end user about this data source, include any relevant details in the description field. By default, SCRM uses the local system account to perform the transfer of data from SMS to the data warehouse. If you'd like to use a different account on the target server, be sure that the SMS client services on the SMS data source uses the account specified here. Use this page to review the information provided. When we continue, the wizard will create the new data source in SCRM with these settings. SCRM requires additional configuration steps on the SMS server before it can use the SMS server as a data source. To complete this configuration, we'll need to copy two files to the SMS server and run a customized batched file on that server. Notice here that the data source has been successfully created. However, SCRM cannot collect data from this data source until we complete this final task. SCRM stores the MSI and customized batch files in a utilities folder in the SCRM installation folder. We'll only need to complete this installation when adding SMS data sources due to the built-in security of SMS and how it stores data in the database. The MSI file in this folder contains the standard files and settings needed for SMS data sources. The batch file defines the set of installation switches and additional information for running the MSI file. For example, it defines the SQL instance that SMS uses. The batch file defines the SMS database name for the local SCRM client agent to access. The agent will then transfer the relevant data to a new share called SCRM SMS Share on the SCRM server. The Add Data Source wizard created this share when we added the SMS data source. Since we must install these files locally on the SMS server, let's copy both files to that server. Both files must remain in the same folder for the batch file to execute correctly. Now, we'll find and run the batch file from the SMS server. The installation process will take up to a minute to complete. This installation creates a new SCRM client service on the target computer, creates a new DTS job, and adds additional user groups and files on the local computer. Now that the installation is completed successfully, the SMS data source configuration is complete. However, SCRM will not start collecting data until we schedule and enable the DTS job in the SCRM console. Before we schedule these jobs, let's add the MOM database as a data source so we can see the difference between adding each of these data source types. We'll use the same link to launch the Add Data Source wizard. However, on the second page of the wizard, we'll choose MOM2005 as the data source. We have MOM2005 installed on the same server as SMS. Again, as we did for the SMS data source, we'll provide a descriptive name for this MOM server. Notice that the wizard didn't ask for the database name. MOM automatically uses a database called OnePoint. Rather than requiring the installation of additional software on the target server, the wizard provides a verify button when adding MOM data sources. We now know that SCRM can communicate with the target server. The wizard has successfully added the MOM database as a SCRM data source. We've now completed the first step listed in the SCRM start page. The next task from this page involves the configuration of the SQL Data Transformation Jobs, or DTS jobs, which transfers the data collected by SMS and MOM to the SCRM data warehouse. Rather than launching a new set of configuration wizards, this link directs us to the data warehouse jobs container. SCRM automatically creates one DTS job for each MOM data source and two for each SMS data source. By default, notice that these jobs are disabled. We'll need to schedule these jobs to run periodically. This is done through the properties dialog box of each job. The data source information for each job is hard-coded to the job, so if you move the MOM role to another server, you'll need to recreate the data source and reconfigure the DTS job. Enabling this job will allow SCRM to collect data from the MOM database at the next scheduled time, which we'll set in a moment. The Synchronization tab lists the available DTS synchronization methods. For MOM databases, SCRM only offers one synchronization method. From the Accounts tab, we can change the account used by the DTS jobs for a MOM data source. Account credentials are not required for SMS 2003 DTS jobs. For each DTS job, the Schedule tab is the most important. This determines how often the SCRM agents will collect data from the data source. To keep the reports up to date, we'll schedule our data collection jobs to run daily. You can schedule your jobs either weekly or monthly based on your business requirements. DTS jobs for SMS data sources offer two options. Select the full synchronization method when you want the DTS job to send a complete copy of all designated information to the data warehouse. Full synchronization DTS jobs take significantly longer to execute than the second DTS job type. Select the Delta synchronization method when you want the DTS job to send only differences from the last DTS synchronization. This reduces the amount of data and the time required to execute the specified DTS jobs. Delta synchronization is the default SMS DTS job type. For the SMS job, we'll also perform the data collection daily, but we'll stagger the start time of the DTS jobs. This completes the DTS job configuration. Our final SCRM configuration task tells us to import report templates into the application. These report collections are XML files that SCRM uses to collect information from SQL reporting services and display the information in user-friendly format. We'll view the end product of these report collections in the next demonstration. Again, SCRM provides a wizard to help us through the process of importing these files. Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager 2006 comes with 11 standard report collections that you can use out of the box with SMS and MOM data sources. Use the comment field to add a tag that will appear on the import record of each report collection. This page lists the report collections available in the specified folder. As development continues, more report collections will become available from the Microsoft.com System Center website. Check this site often for updates and downloads. For now, we'll select several of the available MOM, SMS, SQL Server, and Windows reports. The wizard has collected enough information to complete the report import procedure. Note that if you already have reports stored in SQL reporting services, you should perform a backup prior to importing new ones. Importing report collections with the same name as existing reports will overwrite these reports. Also note that data will not be available for those reports until after the DTS jobs run on the SCRM server to populate the data warehouse. The import process will take several minutes to complete, so we'll return to this server after the job finishes. Now we'll continue with the last part of this session. We've covered the SCRM 2006 concepts and talked about SCRM pre-deployment requirements Now we can talk about using SCRM 2006 and the available reports. SCRM provides many reports to meet the needs of your organization. SCRM 2006 can help you run reports that locate underutilized servers and target them for elimination by comparing performance data in a server platform consolidation scenario, while supporting load balancing decisions by providing information on server performance across specific workloads and identifying any excess capacity. SCRM 2006 can also determine if hardware changes or software updates are responsible for causing an increased volume of server alerts and compare server performance statistics over time in the context of specific software changes. Even if you only use one of our management tools, SMS 2003 or MOM 2005, System Center Reporting Manager 2006 can deliver an enhanced and simplified query and report authoring experience. Since these reports will display better on our SCRM server, we'll explore them in the final demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll complete the SCRM configuration and start exploring the end-user web interface. We'll also view several sample reports to see how SCRM improves your ability to provide the data collected from SMS and MOM to the business managers that need the information. We ended the last demonstration with the import process running. The status dialog box reports that each of the report collections was successfully imported into SCRM. The console now lists each of these XML files in the report collections container. These objects have no configuration options within the SCRM console, nor does the console allow you to remove report collections from the SQL reporting services. SCRM has three more configuration objects that we should address. To support reports that use fiscal calendar information for grouping and roll-ups, specify the start and end dates for your fiscal year and each of the fiscal quarters. SCRM can automatically manage the process of deleting data from the SQL reporting database. This is called database grooming. The grooming process is a SQL Server agent batch job that deletes the collected events, alerts, performance counters, and other items from the database. The grooming job will remove data based on its age. By default, SCRM will retain data for 1 year prior to purging the data from SQL reporting services. For most instances, performing this database grooming task on a monthly basis should be sufficient. If your company has strict retention rules in place, you may want to remove data as soon as it reaches the expiration date by scheduling this task to run daily. This will also maintain a consistent database size as old data is deleted as new data comes in. We'll also want to configure the data retention policy for the SMS data source. SMS grooming supports multiple data retention groups. Through this feature, you can configure different retention settings for software, hardware, configuration, and status message data collected by SMS. We'll also provide a monthly database grooming schedule for our SMS data. You may have noticed that these grooming jobs also appeared in the Data Warehouse Jobs container when we were configuring the DTS jobs. Notice that the jobs are now scheduled to run on this server. This completes our configuration of System Center Reporting Manager 2006. Unfortunately, none of the DTS jobs have run yet, so our data warehouse will contain no data for us to review. But let's take a quick look at how your users will access reports. Users will access the SQL Reporting Service site through a web browser. The default address of this server is http://servername/reports. The site requires you to log in using an account included in the local users group we reviewed in the first demonstration. Your access to the reporting features is determined by your membership to these groups. Use the New or Edit Role Assignment pages to define security for a specific report, folder, resource, or shared data source. Reporting services security is enforced through role assignments that you apply to reports or folders. Use the New or Edit Role pages to create or modify an item-level role definition. An item-level role definition is a named collection that enumerates the tasks a user can perform in relation to folders, reports, or any other item managed by a report server. An example of an item-level role definition is the predefined browser role that identifies the kinds of actions a report end user might require for navigating folders and viewing reports. Role definitions are intended to be few in number. Most organizations only require a few role definitions. However, if the predefined role definitions are insufficient, you can adjust them or create new ones. From the SCDW container, referring to the System Center Data Warehouse, we can access all the reports available through SCRM. Remember that the 7 XML files we imported were report collections. Here we see the individual reports. As the end user accesses each report through Internet Explorer, he or she will select their criteria from this page, and then click View Report. Notice again that we receive a reporting services error when we try to view the report. Again, the DTS jobs have not run, so SQL Server Reporting Services contains none of the data required to build this report. To automate distribution of the SCRM reports, you can create report subscriptions. Reporting Services allows you to deliver reports via email or to a network file share. You can choose whether or not to include a file with the report information or a web link to the report on this server. Reporting Services will create and distribute the report based on the schedule specified in this section. When a report has parameters, you can set those parameters on each subscription. If you do not specify a value, Reporting Services uses the default settings. Since we have no viewable data, let's look at several archive reports that we've created from a larger environment that's currently using Microsoft System Center Reporting Manager. We've placed these reports on a local drive for use with this session. By viewing these reports, we'll see the power of SCRM and how you can present the information gathered by SMS and MOM. With SCRM, decision makers within your organization can easily access this information when they need it. Let's look at a few reports compiled from the information gathered from SMS 2003. From the web interface, we can create as-needed software inventory reports filtered by product name, version, or location. For each instance and version of each product found on the network, the report lists the company, product name, version, and total instances of the program. The report then breaks down the number of physical and virtual computers running the software. We can access this report for security audits to list the status messages across the network from specific software updates. When protecting the network against known security threats as posted on the Microsoft Updates website, this information will verify whether the appropriate patches have been installed properly. This report allows you to filter the results by the status message on the target computers. By creating a list of computers that failed to update, you'll save time by targeting your energy only to those systems that need your attention. System Center Reporting Manager allows you to create baseline comparison reports to compare the configuration of up to 6 servers against the baseline server. From the web interface, we'd select the baseline computer. The report lists the computer name, location, hardware, and operating system details for the baseline system. When any value on the other system differs from the baseline server, the report highlights that value in red. When it comes time to retire older systems, create an end-of-life report which shows the number of computers that have reached the end of their useful lives based on your specifications. This report will list those computers running slower processors, using less RAM, or having smaller hard disks than thresholds defined by your organization. For example, you could use this report to identify all computers running on Intel Pentium 3 processors. The standard reports included with SCRM also include several report templates for Microsoft Operations Manager data. The Computer Alert Summary Report shows which percentage of computers that have reported specific alerts in the Event Viewer. By sorting the data by alert severity, you can focus your troubleshooting efforts on only those systems that require attention. Print out this report as you work through the known issues on the network. Use this report to create a list based on alert severity. If you are looking for specific alerts on your network, use the computers that showed a specific alert report. For example, use this report to collate a list of those servers that have produced replication errors or for those computers where applications have crashed. The report lists how many times each alert appeared on each computer so that you know how severe the problem is in each case. We can also create a list of alerts based on severity that have appeared on each operating system. Using this report, you can learn how specific operating systems are affected by issues on the network. This will typically lead you to applying the latest service packs to the affected systems. Always make sure your systems have been updated with the latest service packs to maximize security on your network and minimize the attack surface of individual computers. Let's finish this demonstration by looking at some reports that will help you optimize the usage of your IT resources. The SCRM report templates include a report to find bottlenecks within individual computers. From this report, you can isolate those computers whose performance exceeds the values you specify. You can filter the results by average processor usage, average memory usage, or average hard drive input/output usage. For each server identified, the report creates a graph depicting the usage over time of the processor, memory, and physical disk. From this information, you can eliminate the system bottlenecks by upgrading the individual components on the server. Similarly, you can use the underutilized computers report to identify those servers that can handle additional server roles or applications. This report allows you to specify the minimum amount of acceptable CPU, memory, and disk usage on the servers. Combining the data from this and the previous report, you can level off the usage of your servers to optimize performance across the network. This completes today's session. Let's review what we have covered. System Center is the Microsoft system management family of products within the Windows Server System. The systems management disciplines included in the System Center are operations management, storage management, problem management, capacity management, data protection management, and change and configuration management. SCRM 2006 consolidates information from SMS 2003, MOM 2005, and other business context data. With SCRM 2006, you can benefit from reports to better understand how change in your organization affects your network system and service availability. To get more information about the products and technologies we have covered today, there are some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information about Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-40 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft to help you. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to the Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Microsoft Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft certification program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the Basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified System Administrator, or MCSA, or Systems Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dias, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. from free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/technet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.